The new law will make states responsible for a larger portion of SNAP administrative costs next year and will add additional costs if their program's error rate reaches 6%. Error rates are over or under payments to recipients, not fraud. Luke Elzinga with the Des Moines Area Religious Council's Food Pantry Network says states will have to do more with less resources.
I think that's a real concern of what are the unintended consequences of states putting so much focus on this payment error rate, you know, because they could be on the hook for tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars.
Some lawmakers say the measure cuts waste and fraud, but food advocates say the changes will harm those who rely on SNAP benefits. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.